Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1093. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas, Moshe Dov, Ben Rabaran Zisel. Lila Nishmas, Blima, Basra Moshe, and Rafu Shalema, Ruven, Pesach, Ben Henya. Getting back to our malacha of Zareya planting. So we were talking about the, in reference to the sukkah, we went through various different examples as to the shlach, the cover of the sukkah when it stopped raining. The person has a covering over the schach and it got wet. It's all wet and there's puddles or whatever the case might be. When I pick up the shlach, the covering over the schach, when it stopped raining and I pick it up, so if the sukkah is on a place whereby it's grass or or plantation in general, we say one is not allowed to pick up the shlach, it's going to roll right onto the grass. We mentioned a few of the ways. We said it to call a guy to do it, to pick up the shlach, to open the sukkah, that's okay because it's a secretion, it's happening automatically, but the person's kavana is to, their intention is to pick up the, open up the sukkah, not to water the ground. So secretion with a guy is fine. We said if the sukkah is made on concrete, right, on a porch or whatever, it's made on concrete and the water's going to flow onto the concrete and then flow onto the grass. We said that's also okay. Secretion with a grama. And we said sometimes a good idea is to, if somebody has boards around the sukkah before Yom Tov, let's say, I'll put boards around the sukkah like this in case they have to open up the shlach, the water's rolling onto the boards, a little bit of a thicker boards. I mean, if the boards are 2 inches, it's not going to help really, but if you put big boards around the sides of the sukkah in the place whereby you open up the shlach, how big the boards have to be, it's hard to say, but there should be some sort of a considerable amount, like we said, not small little boards. Like this, the rain flows onto the boards, and from the boards it flows off into, onto the grass, if need be. But on concrete, of course, it's much easier, like we spoke about. Now, one more quick thing. The Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas brings down from the brings it down from the Kaf HaChaim on page 269 that all these cases that we spoke about, these various different ideas as to how to work with the shlach, opening it up and to get around it, he says, if it rained lightly, if it was a light rain, and or it rained for a brief period, maybe a little heavier, but it would just rain for a very short amount of time, then opening the covering of the sukkah would not be permitted unless one implies one of the various different ways that we said. Just to open it straight up over the grass is not allowed. Even if there were very heavy rains, right, but the cover is being opened long after the rain stopped, then the ground already has begun to dry and it's all problematic. So whether it's a light rain or whether even if it rained heavy, which we'll talk about in a minute, and the shlach was being opened up much later on, whereby the ground is already being drying up. Now, if water falls onto the ground, it's going to help the ground. And then opening up the covering of the sukkah would be the malacha of Zareya planting. So just how he explains, to finish off from the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, the reason is, like we spoke about in the past, in these cases, it must be assumed that the soil is no longer saturated and that the additional rain, or the additional water, will indeed benefit the grass. Now, but the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas does bring, the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, again on page 269, does bring down from the Kaf HaChaim, and he says that Lamaisa, if the rain stopped and the ground is fully saturated, if it was a heavy rain, let's say, and it's right after the rain and everything is soaked, so then opening, and the ground is fully wet, everything is soaked, so then opening up the covering would be permitted. Lefid of Kaf HaChaim, the way he brings it down, even if the water will definitely spill onto the grass. The reason is, he brings down, that once the earth is saturated, additional water will not benefit the lawn or the shrubs. Pouring tons of water onto the ground is sometimes even detrimental. There's a Gemara like that, talks about by trees. If a lot of rain came, it's sometimes detrimental to the trees. If it's a lot of rain, Gemara and Tainus, if I remember correctly. So, but be it as it may, and Lemaisa, to throw along with that, you also have its psikrasias, its kalachayad, it's not the right way. It's makalkel, sort of, because one is really, it's really, like we said, it's detrimental to the ground, so much water. Yeah, the water, the ground is saturated, just pouring more water, after a certain point doesn't help. So, be it as it may, just to end off with that, on this Indian, that all, that, what we spoke about, fine. If the ground is, you know, if the person's opening up the sukkah long after it stopped raining, or if it was a light rain, but if it's a soaking rain and opening up the schach right after that, everything is soaked. Lefi de kafachayim, brought down by the Sefer Lametes Malachis, it would be okay to open up the shlak, even though the water falls straight onto the grass. Now, it goes without saying, if somebody has their sukkah on the porch, on a deck or whatever, on a deck, outside porch, a terrace, and they open up the shlak, and it could be that the water will roll off onto the grass, could be not. Let's say in a case whereby there's a problem of getting the water onto the grass. So it could be the water will roll off, could be not. So then it's not even a psik resha b'chlal, right? If you don't even know it's going to happen, so a person's ainim is chav, and I don't have a mind to water the grass, so then b'chlal, it's not a problem. One does not have to worry about that at all, and they could go ahead and open up the shlak, even though there's a lot of water on it. But lemaisa, the bottom line is, if somebody feels that they have this problem, they have to build, for whatever reason, they have to build the sukkah on the grass, like we said, and they stop putting down boards and woods, and it's going to be hard for them, whatever, you know, and there's no porch, and there's no pavement, and nothing, but they have a cover to the sukkah. Now, it might rain, let's say, so what do I do? So bottom line is, once you get a, like we spoke about in the past, either a tarp or a big plastic, a big giant plastic, again, not a small little plastic, but a big giant plastic, put it down over there, with a few bricks or whatever, obviously bricks are muksa, but I'm talking about before Yom Tov, to put down the plastic over there, and like this, when it rains, in the area, of course, in the area, on the side of the sukkah, whereby one opens up the shlak, towards that side, like this, when the rain comes, you know, one could go ahead and open it, because the water will always be rolling down. When you open up the shlak, whether it's saturated the soil or not saturated, the water will always be flowing onto the big plastic, so we'll stay on the plastic, or if not, it flows onto the grass. But even if it flows onto the grass, going for onto the plastic first, a big plastic, we're not talking about a small plastic. So like we said, so that would be fine. So one should be careful when making the sukkah on the grass. You know, we always say over that Ezeu Chacham Harayis Anaylad, who's a Chacham, one who sees the future, to be prepared for all these things. And that when it comes, oh, it's a rain, now what do I do? It rained lightly, it's not a heavy rain, but my sukkah is on the grass, but I can't open the shlak, I have to wait till it dries, what do we do? It gets very complicated. Sometimes a person has to mamish wait till it dries off. There's no way where you're going to throw the water. I mean, all around is grass, and the grass is not so wet. So it's mamish, that's mamish zareya. That's mamish the malacha of zareya, of planting. So one has to be very careful. But again, if you have this big plastic or big giant tarp, you just dump it off, it rolls, goes right onto there, and whether it goes on the grass or not, it's not a problem. Again, assuming that the plastic is big enough, and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Baruch Kol Tov.